Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So earlier today, I created a poll just because I was curious on how you guys were feeling. And the poll was, the question was, fill in the blank. Blank needs to step up for the Chiefs in the second half of the season. Now let's play a real quick game here. 913-586-7965. Who do you guys think was the most popular name that was thrown out there? Now, everyone was very popular, which seems like a of course. After everyone, Rob, who do you think was the number one answer of we were playing Family Feud style of fill in the blank needs to step up for the Chiefs in the second half of the season? Take your guess.
I will tell you the answer I gave, and I'm assuming it's the most popular. Chris Jones.
And it wasn't close between Chris Jones and everybody else. It wasn't close between everybody else. This was the conclusion that I came to. There is tremendous pressure on the defensive line to turn things around. I think the feeling is, and you guys can tell me if you think I'm off, I think the feeling is the Chiefs have everything offensively they need. When they get Josh Simmons back, they've got a good enough offensive line. They can figure out the running game situation. They got more than enough at wide receiver. Kelsey's still playing at a relatively high level. The feeling is that the Chiefs have just about everything they need. But their problem is the defensive line. I think that's how fans feel, that their defensive line is the problem. Well, when you're the future Hall of Famer, and you're the one who's getting paid the most, that responsibility falls on you. We've talked about this when it comes to Chris Jones. He has 2 sacks so far this season. And one of the worst things that you can do as a professional athlete is not live up to a contract, especially when you did so much whining and crying to make sure that you got your money. It's not like we believe that Chris Jones handled his contract negotiations in a way that was very favorable. He didn't show up to work, even though he was under contract. He then sat in the stands during the middle of a Chiefs game. You did all of this to try to get this money. The organization eventually agreed with you and then gave you the money that you were asking for. Well, if they're going to give you this $120 million and 75 of it guaranteed, the expectation is going to be for you to go out on the field and earn it. And I believe if you ask most fans, do you believe that Chris Jones is earning his contract extension? I think the prevailing wisdom is going to be no. It feels to me like Chiefs fans have put Chris Jones on a little bit of notice. You got to play better. We expect more from you. Chiefs fans feel like they're getting that from their quarterback. They feel like they're getting that from their tight end right now. They're getting that from Trent McDuffie. The stars of this team, for the most part, I think the average fan feels like they are living up to their side of the deal. They are living up to the expectations. The one right now that doesn't feel like that and seems to be getting a large majority of the criticism, it seems to be 9-5 on the defensive side of the ball.
I agree with everything you're saying. I think part of this story too, or at least in addition to this story, is on one of the Chiefs' losses this year. Not every Chiefs loss, but on one of the Chiefs' losses, what was the one thing that everyone talked about the ensuing day? Because after the Jags game, it was not, hey, the lead is Harrison Butker, special teams air gave Jags life. Nope. The lead was not Jalen Watson gets beat on a fourth down by Brian Thomas Jr. It wasn't how did the Chiefs blow that. What was the lead and what was every fan sentiment after the loss to the Jags? It was Chris Jones quit on a play. So now you have everything you said, not living up to the contract, the way his contract went, put a sour taste in people's mouth. Because of the whole situation, a lot of fans wouldn't have given him the contract. So now it's triple bonus score. Fans don't like the whole contract situation. And now you add on, since being paid, there was a game where it looked like he quit. And then after it looked like he quit social media and then told the media he's been off social media for a while. Don't worry about the social media thing. I think Chris Jones is starting to put a little sour taste, not a super sour taste, but a little bit of sour taste in fans' mouths, and they're going to point to the lack of pass rush and point to a guy they think quit on a play this season as the biggest culprit. So I think it's all-encompassing. If he was playing as well as Mahomes, no one would care. But he's not playing great, and there was a play where we questioned his effort, which when you're making that much money, there is nothing fans hate more than effort questions or effort, intensity, whatever, with a player.
Let's play the look-ahead game for just a little bit here. Maybe this is speaking out of turn, but it's a sports talk show, so let's do it. How do you think the Chris Jones story ends in Kansas City? I think we know how the Travis Kelce story ends. Travis Kelce ends up retiring in some part in February. He's there. His mom is there. His brother is there. His wife could be his fiance, or his fiance could be his wife at this time. Everybody is there, and it is a super emotional retirement. I have given everything I can to the game of football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm done. I think we also have a pretty good idea of what it looks like for Mahomes at the end. For one of the 10 most important members of the Chiefs, and I'm talking all time, he has been the best defensive player on a dynasty for the last 7-8 years or so. Do you see Chris Jones having a fairy book, a fairy tale story ending in Kansas City? Because Patrick Mahomes is going to have one, right? He's one of the 5 best players in the history of the league. Travis Kelce is going to have a fairy tale ending. Do you think that's what we're headed towards with Chris Jones? Do you think we're headed towards a fairy tale ending with him? Because it certainly doesn't feel that way. I don't think we're headed towards that with him.
I think, and we kind of talked about this last week, I think you, and we did a Spec Says about it, and Spec are correct. I think it ends with either by being cut or contract expiring or something. Chris Jones is going to play his final football in the National Football League somewhere else. And I'm trying to think of another player in this run who ended their career that was so valuable to this run elsewhere, because there is no comparison for a guy who finished somewhere else. But I don't want to say it ends ugly, because ugly is a poor term. But I think it is definitely headed for a divorce. Whether the Chiefs divorce Chris Jones or the just naturally comes to an end, I think we one day get a news alert in the offseason. Chris Jones signs with, I don't know, I'll pick the Seahawks. They feel like a random enough team. And everyone's like, yep, he was great in Kansas City, but his last 2 years are bad. Didn't live up to the contract. See you later. I wonder if, to a lesser extent, they will feel the way they feel about Frank Clark, where it was, yeah, you were helpful, but you made a lot of money and we're not living up to that money. Thank you for your contribution. Goodbye. I think that's the closest comparison I can give.
I mean, I'm just looking at it right now and just doing a real quick once-over look. I mean, since signing that contract, Chris Jones has played 24 regular season games for the Chiefs. 24. That's a decent sample size, right? Like a decent sample size. In those 24 games, Chris Jones has 7 sacks. He has 50 tackles during those games. 50 tackles. You remember, it wasn't that long ago that when you and I would have conversations about Chris Jones and NFL media had conversations about Chris Jones, the overwhelming sentiment was that he was the best defensive tackle in the National Football League. That you remember. Not that long ago, it was Aaron Donald was number one. Chris Jones was clearly number two. And then when Aaron Donald retired, hey, it's Chris Jones is on the throne. Do people feel that way about Chris Jones right now? Because I would say the conversation around Chris Jones is not the conversation of you are clearly one of the best defensive players in the game. That is not the way we talk about it. That's how we talk about Micah Parsons. That's how we talk about TJ Watt. That's how we talk about Myles Garrett. Like, we could think of plenty. That's how we talk about Patrick Surtain. We talk about those guys. Yes, You are one of the best players at your position. You are an elite, dominant defensive player. That's not the way we talk about Chris Jones right now. And again, I think it would be very understandable at Chris Jones' age when you played a decade in the National Football League that, hey, you know, you're on the second half of your career. You're on the back nine. Like, no one thinks Chris Jones is playing another 10 years in the National Football League. But when you did all that you did to get a new contract, and then the team gave you the new deal, and then you didn't live up to it, the fan expectation, the temperature, all of that is just going to be turned up based on how things have played.
Someone on the text line says, it'll end the way Eric Berry's tenure ended in Kansas City. I don't know. I hate that comparison. Now, not about the on the field and the in my spirit and that stuff. I don't think Chris Jones is going to have a dedication to football, health, his body giving up on him situation. I'm precluding that. But I think that analogy is not bad, because if me and you went to Arrowhead on, I guess, the week from Sunday, and we walked around the concourse and we said, Chiefs fans, you know, explain Eric Berry's time in Kansas City. Most people would wax poetically about him on the field, but would then feel, would make sure to reference the end was not great. I think that is not a bad breakdown of Chris Jones. Chris Jones one day in 3 to 5 years will be walking on the Arrowhead concourse and people say, man, I loved Chris Jones. He's a really big part of all those championships, but the end wasn't great. Kind of how they talk about Eric Berry. It does feel like a messy divorce is coming toward the end of this contract.
And honestly, I mean, I would say, because someone on the text line says, CDOT, stop it. He's helped us win so many Super Bowls. He will have a fairy tale ending. I think we are just underestimating how many players actually get that fairy tale ending at the end of their career. Like, how many of those guys that we say that that's been the case for? Like, great players. Chris Jones is a great player. He's going into Canton. He is one of the best players of his generation, one of the best players of this era. How many players get to wrap up the end of their career super neatly? It's just a very, very small number of people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.